Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings and welcome.
Greetings. Welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News with the Watchman, Dana Smith, and me. I'm Tower, your co-host and announcer. We have a great lineup today for you. But first, it's January 2nd, 2019. We're already in the new year. It's hard to believe. And here's some important news updates from the WIBR, Warn Radio, regarding our websites, warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Check out the latest articles by The Watchman, A Tale of the Season Called Christmas, A Season Tale of Christmas, Unlike Any You May Have Read Before. Also, The Day Priests, Scribes, and Elders Were Enemies of the Messiah. And you can read those articles and listen to the shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Listen to Warn Radio worldwide from your PC, Android, Apple device, and many other avenues. Check the front page of warn-usa.com for our Spreaker embed and links to all the places to listen from, like iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Blueberry, and many others. Listen to all the shows on the front page of warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. You can listen or watch all the shows on our warn-usa.com blog and front page, also from Spreaker or the Spreaker app. On Instagram, it's warn-radio. Or Facebook, Warn Radio, to follow us, and also on Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and others. And on tonight's show, we feature our advocacy, faith, and the gospel news. Tonight's program is Prince Charles, Pakistan, Asiya Bibi, Chinese Christian persecution, Iran persecution of Christians, Egypt persecutes Christians, and the latest gospel news from WIBR Warn Radio. And a few of the stories we'll cover tonight: Prince Charles praises Middle East Christians, Pakistan cleric faces life term over Asiya Bibi protests, Iraq, we cover threats to priests and security concerns, arrested Chinese house church leaders charged, and in China, confiscation and persecution of house churches is going on, and we'll cover those and more as time allows. And the readings in the Word this week are found in Exodus chapter 6, starting at verse 2, through chapter 9, verse 35. Excuse me, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 25 through chapter 29, verse 21. The New Testament portion is Matthew 24, verses 1 through 51, and Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 24. And now I welcome in the Watchman. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Messed up a little bit, but I'll figure it out as the time goes on.
Well, you're right. We are here in 2019. It's hard to believe.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, I remember the Democrats a long time ago. You know, they were, you know, itching to overthrow Trump in his first month, you know.
Yeah.
And now we're 2 years in, and now Pelosi's back in the field. And, you know, the bottom line of it is there's going to be wicked, and there's going to be those that just want to do wickedly, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't focus on that. I know it's there, and I report on the advocacy, and, you know, a lot of the advocacy does cover a lot of wicked things that's going on, you know, the killing and murdering of people.
It does.
But yet, you know, living in America, you know, we have another calling. You know, our calling is not to allow the Pelosi's and Waters and others of this world to make us like them. You know, we can detest what they are in the things that they do. But the bottom line of it is that God is coming. The Lord is coming to judge all nations. And I do have a beginning article. It'll be out this week. I watch for it on our website. And I deal with a few of these issues, and I give you some ideas on focusing to get through 2019. Because, folks, honestly, I don't look at Washington. You know, there's some things that I'll put up in our social feeds and things, but I look to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, whether or not, you know, America stands, whether America falls, whether, you know, Trump succeeds or fails, or whether Pelosi and the Democrats manage to just cause all kinds of havoc and destroy everything he does, I don't watch that. You know, I look at the sovereignty of Almighty God, and he's the one in charge, and you know, the bottom line of it is, even when Barack Obama got in, we said that was the Lord put him there for judgment. Make no mistake, you know, Trump has been able to do some things in order to back Israel and help Israel out. So there's a lot of prophetic things behind the impetus of Trump. He's not up there to be your pastor. He's not up there to be your example. And he's up there for one purpose. The Lord put him there. But I look to the Lord in all this. And that's why I open the door to tomorrow, not looking at the Democrats, not looking at Pelosi and Waters, not looking, you know, at the world or at the, you know, when is the Antichrist going to show up. I don't look for all these things. I open that door not with fear or trepidation, but my eye and my faith are on the Lord.
Amen.
And in the
Lord.
That's
right.
And that's what I do. And you've got to work at that. You know, sometimes, you know, Tower, these things do bother us. But you have to work. You have to work and cast down thoughts and imaginations. You have to work to constrain yourself to walk in the manner Christ wants you to.
Yes, it's a spiritual battle.
It is a spiritual battle. And to say that, you know, America's going to get off scot-free and everything's going to be fine in America is a fool's hope. Because you've got Christians around the world that are literally dying for their faith. There's some in China that are facing life imprisonment for their faith. And to tell you that America's going to can go to church, sit on their butts in comfortable pews, listen to some backslidden pastor preach to them, and think that America's fine and dandy, that is just not going to happen.
That's
here.
A lie.
God is working in the lives of the American church and Christians to wake them up and to move them along. This is a program that belongs to the Lord God, not to individual churches, not to individual denominations, nor to nations, nor to peoples, nor to the Muslims, nor to anybody. It is in the hands of the Lord, and it is to him. I sovereignly stand behind the Lord. And when I say sovereignly, I mean I decide on my own. God gives everybody a chance to decide on their own. Make a choice. Who are you going to serve this day? Paul says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. That's sovereign. You on your own, you make your own decision, and you decide by faith, I will stand. Just like Wang Yi in China, who decided to stand against the communist regime over there. And he's in prison for it. You have to be a sovereign Christian, believing in the Lord God through Jesus Christ our Lord, and you have to stand and make a choice and a decision for Him to walk in His light. Now, this is 2019, and that's my message to you today, beginning this particular year.
That's a good message. Thank you.
And so, well, if we look back a little bit, you know, actually, you know, when I, and I've been doing this almost all my life, I'm not one to look back you know, wanting to be there. Now, I'll remember the good things. I'll remember my grandparents. I'll remember my mom and dad. I'll remember a lot of things like that. But I do not, you know, wish, well, I wish I was such and such an age or at such and such a time. I don't wish that.
Me either. I don't like getting older, but I wouldn't go back one day.
No, no. And the other thing of it is that I don't live and breathe, you know, about, oh, when am I going to die? Or when am I going to do this? I don't do that. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. I live for today and take care of the things before me. And you can enjoy life. You can enjoy the presence of the Lord. You can know His peace. You can have faith in Him. And you can focus on the Lord during these turbulent times. And
that's
so,
right.
And so, yeah, we're during the time of December. You know, we had a lot of shows that I had put up because the December is a month of getting everything ready for the next year. It's quite a job to take care of a lot of stuff, and I managed to take time to go through the websites and do a lot of stuff. There's still a lot of work to do, but we are prepared. We've got new formats for some of the shows, but basically we're going to go through these things. You know, some of the short shows may be at one time or another a little shorter than the others, because even in the teaching, everything's going to follow the teaching, where we can leave off in that. So, you know, Tower, when we look at it, you know, you and I covered a lot of stories last year.
We sure did. And you never run out, I'm telling you.
You know, and you can say whether you agree or not, but I think one of the most, there's two stories, I think, last year that really rang true. I mean, that really hit the news. Probably three. One was Asiya Bibi. The other was Pastor Brunson.
Right.
The other was Wang Yi. And then, of course, another one was the Chibok girls. They kept in the news, you know, clear from when they had been kidnapped as well, and Nigeria made the news. But I think overall within the news, you know, Asiya Bibi still is that, and we've got a story today about her.
And, excuse me.
It's kind of ironic because she and her husband, they are not educated. They just have simple faith. And we've covered some of her statements about what she believed. But this is a woman that she and her husband and her family got worldwide coverage. And she's a nobody.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And her faith, I just admire her for her faith, and she never gave up over 10 years of this stuff going on.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that I didn't make her a hero. She doesn't see herself as a hero, but there are people, you know, in America and abroad that have organizations that watch the news and cover these things and try to make it known what's going on.
Yeah.
And Asiya Bibi has been close to the heart. along with Pastor Brunson. Now he's free. He's in America now. And of course, Wang Yi is the latest one to really get in the news because of his manifesto, literally manifesto, you know. You talk about Martin Luther nailing his 99 thesis on the wall of the Catholic Church at the time, or you'd call it the Roman Church. You know, Wang Yi just challenged the communist authorities and said, no, I'm not going to do it. And they're standing up for faith, for the Lord, and what they can teach and preach and who they are. And he's, you know, he has made the news, and we cover him. You know, this is the stance that we see around the world. And we also, another thing I think that really got into the news last year, and that was the miracles and signs and wonders that you and I covered.
Oh, I know. That was amazing. I remember that, where the God, where the Lord God revealed himself to the Muslims, and their lives were transformed.
And, well, you know, and it's amazing when you think about it, you know, because, you know, the process of Islam, there are a lot of ex-Muslims who have come to the Lord.
Yes, that's right. Thank God.
Yeah. And so when we talk about Islam and the way it is, it's a political system, and it's a manipulator. It means submission. But, you know, Christ, when he came, he died for your sins, and he just calls you to believe and receive him. You know, you're not saved by any law, whether it's Islam or any other law. You're saved today through faith in Christ and being born again of the Spirit. John 1, John 3, and 1 John 1. We can get into Romans 3 through 7. But this is where we're at today. You know, just like Prince Charles, you know. I mean, I remember a time when we all, I wasn't, I didn't ever see him as that. You know, this was a day and age, I don't know how many years ago, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Everybody was talking about him being the Antichrist. And, you know, I mean, give me a break. He may have Antichrist tendencies. Obama had Antichrist tendencies.
Oh, yeah, more so than...
Yeah, yeah. Obama actually could be a more viable type than Prince Charles.
That's
but,
right.
Because Prince Charles, being in the royal family, has to submit to... you know, to the Church of England, because that's how they get their anointing and move in capacity. I mean, that's the way the kings of old got. Whoever was on the throne had to have the blessing of the crown. I mean, you know, the Roman Church. And in England, you know, England has quite a history of bloody reigns as it moved from Protestantism to Catholicism and back and forth and things like that. So, well, at any rate, you know, he is praising the Middle East Christians, you know, their capacity for forgiving those who are killing them and murdering them, and the grace that it takes to be able to put up with that.
Oh, I know.
And I think he's, you know, and he says that he had been deeply humbled. And I think that would be an obvious reaction to someone who is serious. You know,
it's very true.
When you see that, if you hear about your brethren in Christ, or let's put it this way, any human being that's suffering in a terrible way, and you're not moved in some way, you're dead. But as believers, we need to make sure that we are paying attention to the persecution of Christians as well. And today, you know, I mean, 2019, we're heading into a year that is not going to get a let up in this arena. Not unless the hand of God moves. And that's, and we could say North Korea, we could say China. We could go to Iran and Turkey you know, all of these. See, China is now is pushing the communist doctrine, which is anti-religion, anti-Christian. Iran is pushing, you know, the Mahdi and the Persian Empire and the empire of the Mahdi as he takes over the world for their God. And then, of course, you have Turkey, who's pushing the idea of the old Ottoman Empire, the Caliphate. And that is Antichrist, too, because they're cracking down on Christians there. That's how Pastor Brunson got in trouble. They basically declared Christianity persona non gratis there. And so we see this all over. We see nations, entire nations, turning against Christianity as a whole. And but when you get over in China, they don't care. You know, they're oppressing Muslims, Christians, and anybody else that has any kind of a faith. Because the number one doctrine there is communism. Adherence to the state, in a religious fervor as well, towards the state. And of course, this is really kind of the Far East mindset, because during World War II, Japan had that same kind of look upon the Emperor of Japan. And it was that particular adherence that led Japan, you know, to join with Hitler to attack America. And, you know, the soldiers, including, you know, I mean, my dad was in the, you know, in the South Pacific. He was a corpsman, Navy medic, Navy corpsman, they call him. And, you know, it was bloody. And the Japanese, by no stretch, were an easy conqueror. They were adhered to their emperor, and they saw him as God. And it wasn't until they were thoroughly defeated that the emperor actually had to state that he wasn't a god anymore, that they were defeated, and they stopped that. But see, that's kind of in that mindset, and so China is moving in that way, towards a religious kind of fervor adherence to communist doctrine.
That's too bad.
And, of course, that's where that phrase that I learned as a boy, to watch out for the rule of the yellow people and the sign of the dragon, which at that time the yellow people were known as the Chinese, and the dragon was the dragon of the Chinese Empire. And so, you know, I mean, that was years ago. And all through the years, I had not only my dad, but others remind me that China is not a friend. Well, you couldn't tell Google that. You couldn't tell
Walmart
that. You know, America fell in love with China for a while, and it's because they joined forces with our way of doing business and making money, and they just they made billions off of our American companies, while the Democrats and even the Republicans allowed America to be stripped of any manufacturing or anything else. That's why we went down. And so, and Trump, and I can tell you, in the last, you know, my whole lifetime, there hasn't been anybody that pushed the economic and the Make America Great like Trump has. Nobody.
That's right.
There has been nobody, and that's why they hate him so.
Yeah, and I, but the majority love him. You know, they like his, what he's doing. And, you know, speaking of China, they got rich on the backs of their people. They took advantage of them. The people went to work hoping to make a better lifestyle for themselves, and
yeah,
it didn't happen. They ended up spending a big portion of their money for housing to work in these. They had these dormitories. They had to pay for the food and the housing, and it took most of their money, so they weren't really able to get ahead and prosper.
Now, and that, of course, leads me into back to Pakistan and the Sea of Bibi. That's one of our headlining articles today. And by the way, the information on Prince Charles actually was sent out by Barnabas Aid, because they have a major office in the UK, and they track a lot of that stuff.
Well, you know, I don't follow the royal family, but I was really glad to see that article from the prince. from yeah, Prince Charles.
It's yeah, just, yeah.
It was great to see that he, it showed another side of him that I've never seen before.
You're right.
A compassionate side, a caring.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, because so many try to find this anti-God status in a royal family.
Right.
And, of course, Prince Charles, you know, has been accused of a lot of things over the years. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was, what's her name, the one that got killed in the car
Princess
accident?
Di.
Princess Di. Yeah.
Diana.
Now, all of her kids are raised now, but, you know, the thing of it is that it did show that compassionate side, and you want to see that in leaders.
You do.
Pakistan, of course, we reported, you know, the fact that Asia Bibi had been acquitted of blasphemy. It went to the highest court in Pakistan, and they decided there wasn't enough evidence that, in fact, there was no blasphemy. And right after that, there was a political party. It's a hardline Islamic party. And the head of the party, I'm not even going to attempt to say it, is a guy by the name of Kadim Hussein Rizvi. Mm. And he got his followers all excited, and what followed was violent protests. And they were all trying to get Asia Bibi killed, you know, get everything straightened up. They took to the streets, and so now Pakistan has charged him with sedition and terrorism because of those protests.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good, because, matter of fact, we covered this when the ruling came in on blasphemy. The one Supreme Court judge, or whatever they call it, the head dude, one of them, said that Pakistan has to decide how they're going to be ruled. Are they going to let radical Islamists rule Pakistan and determine what is and is not right? Or are they going to allow, you know, the rule of law? And he says, I represent the rule of law, and I've looked at this. And they found that there was no information. Now, the last we heard, Asia Bibi was in protective custody to keep her there, but nobody has heard anything. We don't know what is even going on. Now, it could be that in the process of it, they could turn around and find her guilty. I mean, we don't know. You know, even, you know, when we talk about this, it has been suggested that that could happen. I hope it doesn't. But this particular hardline cleric, there was 50 million rupees of damage done over there, which is equivalent to $360,000 in our
wow,
money.
Wow, that's crazy.
But, you know, the bottom line of it is, you know, as Americans, you think you have problem. It's and of course this article comes from UCA News, United Christian something or other. It's an organization that it's UCAN News, and I'm not really I'm not really sure who it is, but we have a number of a lot. When we look at some of these articles, and they reported on it, but it also got out. But as far as what's happening currently with Asia, we don't know. We urge you to continue praying for her and her family.
I don't even think she's been reunited with her family yet.
I don't know. Last I heard was, I think it's kind of died down a little bit. But, you know, they're not out of it, and...
There's another family that's helping defend her.
Yeah.
And he was keeping the daughters, and they'd have to move every few nights because when people would find out where they were at, they'd come after him to kill him. So he and his family are not safe either. They're trying to get out of the country as well.
Yeah. So it is a mess over there. So if you're living in America, Australia, New Zealand, you know, the UK or some other country that doesn't face these problems. You need to thank the good Lord, and you need to pray. You know, especially if you're a Christian, you need to pray for the brethren in Christ. You need to financially support those organizations who are helping to make aware the problems overseas with the persecuted church. And you know, it's not easy to get information over there. We covered the 2014-2015 Bloody ISIS thing, and we did so every day on that. Practically, I was doing stuff on it, and I had feeds that were filled with people who lived in the areas at the time and who were using their smartphones and other devices to get you a word and a short video of what was going on. And that's virtually how we reported it. And it was a gut-wrenching process. But when you get into some of these problem areas, there's no safe place. And if you are a reporter and these guys find out about it, they will kill you in a minute. And, you know, of course, if you're a wandering priest or a Christian, they'll kill you too. ISIS did that. And so, you know, we are in the end of days, but God is still in charge.
That's right.
And
our life is in His hands.
That's right. Now, another place where there is problems, and that's in Iraq. Iraq, and especially Afghanistan. Let's just put Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Not to mention, you know, the other nations in the Middle East. The Middle East right now is in a mess. And ICC, International Christian Concern, you know, did a story on a militia who blocked access to St. George's Syrian Church in Iraq and threatened the priest, Father Benim Benoka. And, of course, this has been a problem when we talk about Iraq and Syria, because especially in Iraq at one time, I mean, since the American invasion there, which followed, you know, I mean, you had Afghanistan and you had Iraq, both of them. You know, Afghanistan has headed up in the world's number one persecuted place for Christians. There aren't many there, to put it bluntly. And in Iraq, after the invasion, and then, of course, ISIS came in, about 80% of your Christian churches and Christians left. And then you get in Syria, and it's the same thing. And a lot of them actually went up to the Kurdish areas to find relief. Well, now that America's pulling out, and frankly, folks, we should have never gone into the Middle East. I was never for that. Nevertheless, it doesn't actually, we covered why they went in. And if you follow the PNAC document, Project for a New American Century, you're going to find out there was a number of American political figures that were involved in that. And so, you know, that's one of the things that when we look at why we went in there, that document is one of the ones that describes why you would go in. Nevertheless, now you have this where a lot of the Christians that are left are also targeted by ISIS and others in this. Of course, you have the Nineveh Plains. Now, that's, of course, where the Yazidis got decimated. And, of course, in the process, ISIS killed even other Muslims who didn't agree with him. And, of course, the Kurds in both northern Iraq and in Syria, both those groups fought ISIS. And eventually, working with the U.S. and others, ISIS was defeated. But ISIS is still there because ISIS is a Sunni organization. And you get in the Nineveh Plains, a little north of there, there's a whole area over there, especially in Iraq, that's all Sunni. And a lot of them are closet ISIS, because what they did when ISIS came in, they just put on the ISIS garb and started working for ISIS because they were Sunni. And then when ISIS got defeated, they took off the ISIS and put back on their regular clothes and decided to blend in. And so this was really a mess. When ISIS first went in, the military that had been left in Iraq virtually deserted the tanks and everything else, and these were American hardware, and ISIS wound up with them. These soldiers actually left their uniforms in the desert in Iraq as ISIS came in. There was so much fear. So this is how it's turned around. But see, you still have lack of Christians there, and the Christians that are there are being targeted and are not safe. And so now with America moving out and Erdogan pushing his caliphate, many believe that he's going to follow up on a process of destroying the Kurds over in Syria. And he's got one of the Middle East's largest armies to boot, and it's well equipped. You know, it's just one of those things that is just not a good decision, on Erdogan's part. But what he eventually wants to do, and this week there was a meeting between Erdogan and, of course, Rouhani of Iran and Putin in Russia. And now all three of these make up part of that coalition that would attack Israel in Ezekiel 38. And there's a number of other prophecies involved in that too, as far as where these things are going. But God openly says, in Scripture that he's going to bring the nations down and judge them, down in Israel at Jerusalem. So make no mistake, there are going to be people, and they are going to attack Israel. They are going to invade. They're going to take the city eventually, but in the end, they're going to be destroyed. I mean, this is Scripture. We can find this, and you can find this in, read the last portion, chapter, a couple of chapters of Zechariah. You can read Daniel. You can look at these things and find out a lot. You can see this, that this is one of the things. So when we read about the militia forces that are there that should be taking care of things, persecuting the Christians there, that's not good.
No, and you hate to see them get away with that. You know they're eventually going to be judged by God. He'll bring them down, but you just still hate to see what they're doing.
Now, and it was in December this year that Iraq's former Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared that all of the country there, the territory previously held by ISIS, was fully liberated. And they had reached the height of the power in June of 2014. And I would kind of disagree with this because they were still going hot and heavy in 2015. But 2015 was actually when people started fighting back. And so we were covering this 2014, 2015. And we actually got in on this full time later on after June of 2014. And they had declared that Islamic caliphate. And, of course, that was made from Mosul. And, of course, it was in that Nineveh government that we saw Christians. It was over 200,000 of them displaced.
Oh, it was horrible.
And it was a bloody mess. But, see, now the problem of it is, now, of course, with America pulling out. Now, we just have a few troops there. We don't have a lot. But the bottom line of it is that America needs to stop being the policeman of the world. There's a lot of countries who turn around and use our military to do the work that they should be involved in. And that's not our calling. We should not be doing that. But yet we have been involved in these wars forever. And many of them have never been total legal wars, like World War II. The Congress actually declared war, but nobody declares war anymore. Even Korea wasn't a declared war. It's not a war, but yet it's a war.
Yeah, it was a political action, just like Vietnam.
Yeah, and Vietnam, I was in the war during, in the service during Vietnam, but my official duties, involved being on a destroyer and floating around in the Atlantic, doing all the regular drills that we do, safeguarding the coast. But, you know, I mean, Vietnam was a mess. And it now today it's kind of interesting. You know, they love Americans over there. Everybody gets along fine.
It's pretty bizarre how things turned around.
So the bottom line with Iraq is not really in a place where it is safe. And, of course, we can say that about Nigeria, too. We can say this about a lot of them. But we want to stop off now over in China. And it was in the Sichuan. Now, the name of the church was the Ottomarine Covenant Church. And I don't know how many leaders they had charged, but they were criminally charged. And, of course, the one we talked about is Pastor Wang Yi and his wife, Jiang Rong. And that's R-O-N-G. They accused of him inciting some subversion of state power. And they can be imprisoned from 5 to 15 years. And I don't know if he's been able to meet with lawyers or family members, but persecution.com was saying that they hadn't. And, of course, I don't know if they have any recent news or not. But the bottom line of it is that there's another one, an elder, who is responsible for posting updates and prayer requests for the church. And he's been detained for picking a quarrel and inciting trouble on the internet. Now, of course, when you're on the internet, if someone knows who you are and what you do and they don't like it, they're going to pick a quarrel.
That's right.
And, of course, the South Morning Post was talking about that.
Of course, if they don't like what you say, they're going to accuse you of causing trouble anyway.
Well, you know, that's true. And you know, one of the things that they do in China is have a re-education camp. And they took 50 seminary students that were in the church and sent them to re-education camps. And then they said that they were released and sent home, accompanied by local officials, after praying and worshiping for more than 48 hours under surveillance. Now, folks, these students prayed and worship for 48 hours. There's 24 hours in a day. That's 2 days all the way through under surveillance. And guess what? They were released.
I believe that's the power of God that caused them to be released.
Well, you give me a church in America and you have people spending 48 hours or two solid straight days praying and worshiping, I'm going to show you an empty church, because there's not going to be many American Christians that are going to stick around.
That's for sure.
Huh? Am I wrong? Prove me. Prove me that I'm wrong. Show me a church where they do that all the time. Oh, we've got a big revival here. Yeah, they come, you know, and the revival, 4 hours, 6 hours, what is it? 2 hours? Maybe. Whatever it is, that's not 2 days solid. And that's one thing. When you talk about some of these Christians in the other in around the world, I mean, we're talking people who will get a hold of the altar of God and they will stay there. And they're not just begging for release. They're praising God, worshiping Him. What were Paul and Silas doing? Saying, "Oh God, deliver us." No, they were praising God and they got delivered. We get this idea in America especially that you need to hang on to the altars of God and just remind God until He's tired of hearing that you have a problem. Well, when you're praying all the time and mentioning your own needs, maybe you need to get out of the box. Maybe you need to do more, like worshiping Him and praising Him and then praying for the brethren in Christ and praying for yourself last. I find this amazing, Tower.
Mm-hmm. That what you just said reminds me of Psalm 100. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. That's the first part of it. It's one of my favorite psalms.
Now the total was about 100 members and leaders of the church were arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, the time frame is the 9th of December, and so you may not have heard a bunch about that. And they were on WeChat, and they had cell phone group discussions, and they were all blocked. Now, see, this is where it irritates me, because China can block every little thing there is online
and get away with it.
Now, Google has been trying to work with China to create, you know, they want to get in on the money over there.
Yep.
But in the process, in order to do that, you're going to have to make friends with the dragon, the communists, and you're going to have to do what they say, which involves coming against Christian groups and others for no other reason than to stop them from having the freedom. And one of the things that motivates the communists here is the fact that there's more Christians in China today than there are communists. So they're protecting their power. Now, of course, this reminds me of another thing, and that's the children of Israel who had went into Egypt. And, of course, Joseph was already there. He was second in power to the Pharaoh. And eventually, of course, Joseph died, and the other elders, Jacob, died. And eventually there became a group of people, you know, within Egypt that did not know of Joseph, and they looked over there, one of the pharaohs, and saw that Israel was growing so much and had so many people that they needed to subdue them. And so that's really one of the things that Israel became subdued and in bondage in Egypt. And so it's not unusual for a group of leaders within a country to subdue people. And so, you know, the thing that leads me to this is, Tower, when you said earlier that in America, you know, there's a lot of the people here in America that support Trump. Well, you know, we've seen in the past that that really doesn't mean anything. I mean, groups have actually taken out the leaders and subdued the nation, and those who followed them were persecuted and thrown down.
That's right.
In no matter what the people said. China's a prime example.
That's right.
The Communist Party's in charge, but there's really tons of people that are Christians and, you know, are not communists. And, you know, they're being ruled by the minority party.
And yeah, so, it's crazy how that works.
And, of course, you know, the other thing that there was a video out recently. It was shared by the Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness. I love these titles. they call themselves the People's Liberation Army Veteran. Well, actually, it was this guy that's in charge. He was a People's Liberation Army veteran. He leads that church. And he took a video of the communists gutting the church and taking out everything. You know, and he says, I'm an old Chinese old warrior, and I serve my homeland by dedicating my youth to it, yet I can't even safeguard my own freedom of religion.
That's too bad.
And that was a video that he put and he showed. You know, I mean, here you got a church and they take the Bibles and stools. Now, see, this is how they act. Folks, I got news for you. We like our Bibles, but I got news for you. You have something that they can't take from you. You don't need stools, you don't need Bibles, and you don't need pews, and you don't need four walls. God filled you with His, He gave you His Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God can reveal unto you the things of God. As Scripture says, you need not that any man can teach you. You know, if you the Bible is man's copy. God gave us a copy of His Word, but His Word is imprinted in the very souls and hearts of every angelic being in heaven and every redeemed person in heaven. It is in there, grafted into their heart, the Word of God.
That's right, amen.
So don't be fearful of these people. They take away the Bible, you seek God, and He will give you His Word.
That's right,
you've got the Spirit of God. And see, the only problem that we have, especially up in North Korea, is getting the teaching to people to where they understand that no matter what man does to you, you are never left alone. You know, Paul and Silas couldn't carry around the scrolls. You know, all the Jews had the scrolls in, you know, in their synagogues. And they would leave them there. I mean, you couldn't carry around a scroll, for crying out loud, all over the place. You know, and Paul and Silas were thrown in there. They just praised God and the Lord was there. You know, we see that. And of course, in today's market of the church in America, we don't understand that. But you get overseas where you have intense persecution and you see the hand of God doing what He wants to do. That's what Tower's done many stories to that, haven't you?
I have. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And that encourages me.
It does. That's right.
I want to believe when everything goes south and goes to hell, I've got a God that isn't going to say, well, you know, nothing I can do now. You know, I'm God. I'm on the throne. I'm up here. I'm just here.
I'm too busy to deal with your needs.
I'm too busy. You know, I'm out on the golf course 9 to 5 or whatever. I don't know. You know, that. But there's a lot of people, you know, that think that God's asleep and He's not anywhere around. And there's a lot of Christians live and die for an early rapture so they don't have to face what's coming. But the what if is, what if it doesn't come when you think it's coming? And this persecution comes. What are you going to do? You're going to run and hide? You're going to lose your faith? You need to be ready to stand and understand in that stand, God is not going to forsake you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Now, you know, we do have another story to this, and we can do this next time. Just remember it. The Muslim village that's now a Christian. We have seen so much of this. This just, you know, and I got the same testimony out of India from native pastors there years ago. And it's ongoing. We find this. You know, you have a couple of believers that go into a place and they're persecuted. Yet, a miracle happens. And guess what? If you're a non-believer, guess what? Illness attacks you.
It does.
And if you're ill and on a deathbed, and some guy comes in and says, I'm a Christian, I'm going to pray for you, and he prays for you, and you become instantly healed, are you going to still be a pagan and not believe him? No, you're going to get up and say, hey, I believe. I want to know the God that you serve.
That's right. That's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. You know, the apostles were very clear that when they were going around, that the miracles and signs and wonders was God's way of confirming the Word of God.
That's right, amen.
Christ says, if you don't believe who I am, believe me for the very work's sake, the miracles that I do. It's very clear, folks, this God is not one to be on the throne by himself, forget it all, let you all die. You have to believe, you have to understand he's there, and his angels are posted all around you. There's nothing that you say or you do that they don't hear, they're right there, but they are motivated by the Word of God. They're not motivated by men. You know? So we'll do that next time. Make a note of that.
Okay.
Because, now Iran. Now see, this is another one, and we've talked about that. I mentioned that. This one, 114 Christians were arrested.
Good grief.
And this was also in December. Now see, one of the biggest things we've seen over the years is that in December, when many... See, let's go back a little bit. America and the UK, both of them had great missions outreaches. The UK began the missions. The United States took up that mantle, and over the centuries that followed, America poured the gospel all over the world through missions. And many of those missions had pastors that, of course, had westernized culture and a westernized church. And what you wind up with are people that they get the gospel, but there's certain things that they're not taught. In America, and even in the UK, the building where the church is the primary target. That's where we operate. But if you get into the apostolic, the gathering of the Christians, the Lord himself says, where two or more of you are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. That's the church, folks. Christ in us. And as we gather together, that gathering spontaneously moves the Spirit of God within us, and the glory of God descends. That is the church. So the communists and, you know, Iran and others, they hate churches of any kind. And a lot of these westernized missions were also taught Christmas, Easter. And of course, it was at a time that most of the Jewish feasts were actually thrown out. And, you know, they didn't want anything to do with them. So they created their own. And so, you know, the bottom line of it is that over the years, though, a lot of these churches celebrated Christmas as the birth of Christ. And you may say, well, that's wrong. It doesn't matter what you think. The bottom line of it is, if someone celebrates to honor God, they do it before God, and their heart is clear and full of love, then it's okay. And they honestly were worshiping God for the birth of Christ. And they did so in December. So December and Christmas, and some of the Christmas, of course, goes into January.
Yeah, so that's when they want to arrest the Christians and stop them.
That's when they want to arrest them. That's when they want to persecute them. And Easter's the same way.
Yep.
Because they are scared to death of Christians celebrating Christmas and Easter. That's the truth. Over the years, that's what we've seen. And of course, the Iran, you know, the word came out that actually the Ayatollah had talked to the Iranian intelligence and to a number of the army there that they had to crack down on Christians in Iran because there was too many Christians, you know, around. And that's because Christianity was spreading even in Iran. And so they were pushed to go do something. And in this sweep, they got 114. And they also got 28 others in the following weeks. But the problem of it is they had so many of them, reports persecution.com, that they didn't know what to do with them. And of course, 100... You know, over there, they didn't have the biggest jails in the world. But that's, you know, what we really look at when we see this, you know. I mean, if we were in America Tower, and every time you met in your church, the American government would sweep in with an army and arrest everybody and throw them in jail and take everything out of their church, burn all their Bibles, and tear down their crosses and lock the doors. That's what they're doing in China.
You'd find a new place to worship, and it wouldn't be in the buildings.
Well, it also, wouldn't that scare the...
I would.
...daylights out of you?
It would.
You know, to think that America could become that way?
I hope it doesn't, but it may.
I mean, that's the, you know... All this stuff of saying none of this is going to affect us, well, if you get in Scripture and you get in the end times, And, you know, there's a lot of prophets out there in America from the church and others. They got a lot of ministries. And they all prophesy all the time. And I've got a number of them that follow me. Follow us, Warren Radio. You know, and I'm not, you know, I don't go there. I know that if you think America is immune to what you see around the world, you're wrong. Period.
Yep, I'm afraid so.
And so we bring these things to you. It's part of our advocacy. When we advocate, we do this through our social. We do it through posting all these things, making the videos, the audios, the news available. We distribute this out over our network. We have a series of various places that take our shows and our podcasts and distribute them out. And so you can find us on TuneIn. You can find us on iHeartRadio. You can find us on Blueberry. You can find us on Spreaker. And there's a number of others that, you know, it's not a short list. It's a long list. But that's how we advocate, to get the word out, to tell you, you know, let you know that these things are going on, and you need to stand up. Because I'm telling you that God forbid that if something should happen to America, and or, you know, or let's say even the UK, where we couldn't have organizations like Franklin Graham's helping around the world, or Barnabas Aid, or any number of these that I mentioned.
Well, I can kind of see that happening to the UK because of all the Muslims that have come in.
And then, of course, the biggest thing this week, CNN brought this, CBN brought this up, that Franklin Graham was actually banned from Facebook.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, it was the thing a number of years ago, but they were sure, they apologized, but they said that he did break the rules. Now, see, here's Facebook, and they have some guy or gal monitoring it who decides he broke the rules, so they were successful in banning Franklin Graham for 2 days. Now, here's a guy that is literally around the world helping people.
I know. That is such a crock.
He's one of the few people, voices in the church, really, that stand up and will voice opposition to what's going on.
And they took his post down. See, they banned him for a post from a couple years ago, and they took the post down. And so he said, in case you didn't see it, here it is. He reposted it, and it wasn't offensive. It wasn't derogatory towards anyone. And I didn't find it offensive. I didn't think he said anything that would be... charged for taking down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And see, but the thing of it is, the fact that they were willing to challenge this, the status quo, and see, and they were successful with very little backlash. Now, see, what this means is that in America, in the future, you could see this on a large scale basis.
Yep.
This is how it starts out. And the church is asleep. I didn't read anything except, you know, there was CBN who announced it. WorldNet Daily talked about it. And I don't know, there might have been others, but I didn't see, you know. And I have a lot of people following me, a lot of people that I follow that are in the news all the time.
I didn't see churches standing up against it and talking out about it.
Nobody. You know, we should be outraged in this country, but we're not. Matter of fact, we're comfortable with the perversions in this country.
Yep. We're desensitized.
Yep. The scripture says, because sin and iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold.
You've seen that.
Of course, the Laodicean church, he says, you think you're rich and in need of nothing, but you're wretched, poor, blind, and naked. I count you, therefore, to try me of gold, of gold tried in fire, which is persecution. And so the hot areas, you know, China, Iran, India, and of course, the big deal that happened with Pastor Brunson and the Christians over in Turkey. Turkey's always been pretty open about it, but they've, under Erdogan, they've slammed the door shut.
They have, and Iran's gotten really bad, too.
Yeah, I mentioned Iran.
Yeah.
Nigeria's another one. I mean, there's quite a few of them, but, you know, my heart goes out to the brethren over there.
Oh, it does.
You know, and the other thing is Nigeria. We've been reporting on the Christians there for years now being killed by the Fulani, the herdsmen. Many thought that Boko Haram had taken over and trained some of them herdsmen. And there's been reports of even the Nigerian army taking part as well. And what they did was most of the farmers in those areas were Christians in this part where it's happening. And they've had lots of Christians and Christian families removed. Lots of land has been lost. A lot of people killed. And that's been ongoing. And so you know, you'd have to be literally living in a box not to know what's going on in the world.
Oh, that's true. But I think there's a lot of people that are, though. They're hiding.
I think, you know, and I do address this in this article. And I'm going to get that up. And again, if you have not signed up to our email list, you need to do so. warn-usa@danaglennsmith.com. Both of them have two separate email lists. And you need to sign up to them, and you'll get the latest news. So, at any rate, I've got to do something about the email list because I'm still not happy the way it's all done. But, you know, basically, you know, years and years ago, I had a huge email list. And when the figures came in, we were paying lots of money for very few people to open an email. And I'm not going to do that. People have to stop being lazy. You know, and if you get on the social feeds, the Warrior and I were talking about this the other night, that, you know, they found that most of the people on social feeds that visit websites, they just look, they never read, they don't do anything. Many of them like cute little sayings, nice little pictures. And I do post some good pictures, you know, through our social feed. But I have a lot of articles in depth and shows that we do. And I'll have people that are willing to put up a thumbs up or put a happy face or something else, but they're too lazy to go read it. Well, if you're too lazy to read a life-changing article, then God help you.
Yeah. Doesn't take that long to read an article. It's better than scanning through 5,000 things on Facebook.
But one of the problems, and I address the problems, is why people do this. So you need to read the article. I don't want to go into it anymore. But we are here. This is 2019 Tower and I, the WIBR Warren Radio. And the phrase for this year is advocacy, faith, and word. Advocacy for the persecuted church, faith in Christ. And of course, with all that entails, and the word of God.
That's a good one.
Advocacy, faith, word. Just three words, folks. Advocacy, faith, word. And I've been putting that on a lot of our posts all the time to keep people in the know. And this year is going to be one. We will be reporting on the advocacy of the church. We will be advocates for the persecuted church. And we've changed it from prophecy news to gospel news because that's really, I could care less about prophecy news. I'm not interested in listening to evangelists stand up there prophesy endlessly. I'm not interested to some person or evangelist or somebody prophet that's going to prophesy personally. I could tell you why, but I'm just not going to go into that. That's just baloney. We are so infatuated with stuff that doesn't make a difference. Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. That's what the Lord said. He said nothing about sitting on your butt in a big crowd all the time, listening to some evangelist or some prophet tell you smooth things. That's what Judah wanted Jeremiah to do. Speak to us of smooth things, things that won't bother us. God help us, folks. You need to take this serious for 2019, but you can also enjoy life, enjoy your family, and you can believe God.
Amen.
You can support yourself, you can support your family, you can believe for His protection. But one day, America may be like some of these other countries.
Oh, I hope not.
God help us. Because that's, everything has to come to an end eventually. You know, another area that we talk about, and that's the Coptics, and they also have other Protestant believers in Egypt. But we've been following, you know, the persecution of Christians in Egypt for a long time.
Forever, it seems.
Yeah, in Upper Egypt. And you get over the Sinai and Upper Egypt, and you get in various places, and you have Christian churches. They become a target. In the Upper Egyptian village of Kom al-Rehab, security forces had arrived before the attack ended and closed the church. They had opened a new building. A local Christian carpenter told persecution.com, "It's a hard time. We don't know what we should do. How does the government permit us to open new churches and then force us to close churches? We barely open churches and the police don't want to keep us safe. They're easily building many mosques, and when we try to build a church, all of them try to harm us." That was another local Christian.
That's crazy.
You see, the thing of it is for a long time, Christianity and Islam kind of lived together. Now, of course, if you were in a Muslim country, you were oppressed by their jizya tax and other things. But you were never seen as an equal, but they managed to work things out, and it wasn't violent. But today, that's not the case. And in Egypt, Egypt is a Muslim country with hardliners all over the country. A lot of dangerous things going on. And in this particular church, they have 2,500 Coptic Christians who attend it.
Not too many, is it?
But see, because of this attack, the government closed the church. Now, you see, this is what I was saying. You have so many Christians, they can't attend church. Well, see, the bottom line of it is that they need to understand and need to be taught that when you are persecuted, you can go underground. But for many of them, there's no place to go. There really isn't. And many of them, you know, look for the government to protect them. That's what they do in Nigeria. The government is not going to protect you.
No.
They may protect some, but we've seen it for years and years and years. We've found Christians, you know, in these situations. Why wasn't the government there? They're not going to protect you. Very few of them get protected. What's a dead Christian? One less person who talks about Jesus Christ.
But, you know, when they kill a Christian, five more will pop up and convert to Christianity.
Well, that's what we used to say.
Yeah.
You know, but if you look up some of the hardline countries, like North Korea or in Afghanistan, that's not necessarily the case. There are areas where the enemy manages to clean them out. You look in Iraq right now, and 80% of the Christians are gone.
That is a real tragedy.
You look in China, there's a difference. Why? Because the Chinese church was built upon the basis of underground churches. The churches in these other countries, they associate church with the building. So when the government removes the building, the Christians are lost. You get in China, these people go hide and they find a place. Now, if you get back to the Roman Empire and the different persecutions, you know very well that many of them were under Rome in the catacombs. And over the years, I remember I was watching an episode of Bear Grylls, and he was out in the middle of nowhere. And he pointed out a fact. Now, Bear Grylls is a Christian. He belongs to, I'm not sure what church, whether it's the Church of England or Catholic or what, I don't know. But he talks about his faith, let's put it that way. But he pointed out this one place where he was at. It was out in the middle of literally nowhere. There wasn't anybody there. And he showed these places where the Christians lived during the persecution. They had gone clear out in the middle of nowhere, and they found a little stream, and they dug holes in the walls and dug them down and had a series of tunnels, and that's where they lived.
Huh.
So, folks, when persecutions come, you've got to seek God, and you've got to find a way to be hid. Scripture tells us, you know, if they persecute you in one area, go to another. You know, the Lord says in the Old Testament, you know, in the Tanakh, hide yourself until the indignation be overpassed or gone. And so, there's a lot of people today that are misled, misinformed, and mistaught. And I'm especially speaking of Christians in America. We think we have it all together. But far be it from me to tell them, because they won't listen.
Nope, they don't want to listen.
So they can believe what they want to believe. In the end, God will work it out. I'm hoping that in spite of their ignorance and some of the stuff, that God will make a way for them.
He will.
But, you know, they're not going to listen.
When persecution comes, they will.
Now, here's a Christian, a Coptic Christian. I'm not even going to say her name. She was in Egypt. We're talking about Egypt now. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison for insulting Islam in the first degree. And it's a hymn. And this is the Facebook post. Remember, I told you that there was... I've seen this before. He had posted on Facebook an image of God, the angel Gabriel, and a verse from the Quran. And he was arrested.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they didn't like it. Huh. Well, in a lot of places, if you even do anything like this, they'll get you. Iran does the same thing. I remember a number of years ago, they were putting people to death for what was put on their Facebook page. Now, see, this is the problem. A lot of these guys, when they get that, they allow anybody to put anything on it. Now, see, pretty much, I don't allow anything to go on any of our stuff unless I know what it is. Now, there are you know, like in Twitter, when people follow me, they automatically can put stuff through. And if I find stuff coming through, I'll ban them. I'll get rid of them.
If it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, this guy was arrested. And the day after he was arrested and charged by police, a mob gathered in Minbal and attacked several Christians' homes. And that's a common thing in Egypt.
Well, it is.
For Islamic extremists.
Well, it's also common for...
to punish the Christian community for the perceived wrongs of one individual.
Yeah. Well, they do that. The Hindus do that in India as well. We reported on that, you know, and you have like 100, 200 Christians, or maybe 50 Christians, or even 25, but you have 1,000 Muslims show up.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you can't say anything. You can't do much of anything. And then, especially in Egypt, calling the police doesn't do any good.
Not one bit.
No. And also in Egypt, this happened around December. A police officer there shot and killed a Coptic Christian and his son. And the police officer was detained, but no charges are believed to have been filed. I don't know whether it was filed or not. The police claimed that the victims tried to take his gun during a fight, but the Christian's familiar said that it was the outcome of a dispute that originated a few days before that, and they were basically were demolishing their home, and they didn't want to have his vehicle or whatever it was, his motorcycle, hurt, you know. So they asked him to move it. And he turned around and threatened him. And so, of course, remember, this is a society where Christians have no rights. Whenever you have a Christian in a Muslim society, Muslims are the superior voice, the superior law. And if you have a Muslim and a Christian, the verdict will always go to the Muslim, from what I've seen.
Yes, that's true.
And so any major Sharia law society, Christians are always persecuted and killed and murdered and thrown in prison. And there are a few that aren't quite as bad as others. But you can also say that in communist China, they're not a Sharia law, but they are communist law. And Christians get persecuted. You can talk about North Korea, who is, you know, more like an emperor worship. And I don't know where it's headed now, but, you know, Christians face terrible persecution there. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I really don't think Christians in America really understand how blessed we've been in this country.
That's true. We just take a lot for granted.
I think we do. You know, I mean, I don't know. I hope and pray that we can keep this country together and that this thing can turn around.
Oh, I know. I hope so.
For a while, because the persecuted church needs groups that are in America
to help them.
To help them. And that's, it's not right. Just Samaritan's Purse. There's quite a few. And that's also in the UK. There are organizations. And we've talked about them in the UK and other places that work to alleviate the suffering of Christians, the injustice of religious persecution. 21 Wilberforce is another one. They stand against religious freedom and justice. And But when you have nations, major nations, rising up to create a worldwide caliphate of Islam, and we also discuss the fact of the son of perdition, 2 Thessalonians 2, and the beast in Revelation 13, there is a lot of prophetic impetus there from Scripture that already points to us the perilous times in which we live. And if we weren't in that time of perilousness and lawlessness, we are in the lawlessness and the perilousness that Paul warned about. Both when he talked to Timothy and when he was writing to the Thessalonians. We have that time right now in its that is far more than it's ever been at any time. We are lawless today. Even in America, with all our laws, we are lawless in the things of God.
Oh, amen.
And right now, one of the biggest evils of our generation is abortion.
I just really hate that.
And we have no problem with proud women who are willing to go to bed and get pregnant and then go kill the baby. And there was even a post up today, I think it was on Breitbart, where a woman was quoted as saying that it's abortion is God's way.
That is wicked.
None of them, of course, understand the law.
Nope, that's a lie from the very pit of hell.
Yeah. And you may think the law is not valid today, but it is. And it's only through Christ that you're going to be vindicated from that curse of the law that is on your head. All have sinned, and the soul that sins, it shall die. There's only one way and one escape. That's through Christ.
Amen.
Period. And of course, we're done with this episode of this, and this is our first episode of 2019. And be sure to check out the websites, sign up for the Prophecy News, all of our newsletters. I've got to redo that. I've got to look at all of that to see how we're doing. So at any rate, Towers, time to say goodnight.
Okay, be sure to join us tomorrow night for Thursday's Battle Lines. We thank you for joining us whenever you do. We truly love you and appreciate all you do for the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Good night, everybody. Shalom. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Friday night, Sunday brunch, it does not matter. Facts are facts, queen. Every cigarette can cut your life short. Find that hard to believe? Then tap the banner for more. This free life, freedom to be tobacco free.